Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Friday, October 6th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is, isn't it? It just gets wilder and stranger all the time. I'm going to just kind of get to the point on my thoughts as far as the Las Vegas situation is concerned. And I'm going to try to put together a comprehensive list of points, I suppose. I would call it facts, but it's going to include some other things. And so I think I'll have that done by Monday. But there's enough information, and I mean, we've been talking about this all week, so I think that basically what we will do today, Friday, going into the weekend, is just kind of talk about what's important to understand or know as a result of what happened last Sunday, now almost a week ago, in Las Vegas. Whatever it was that happened, something clearly happened. There was an incident, and it's just nothing but anomalies. It's very, very strange. So, we'll talk about that. There are two videos that I think perhaps best summarize my thoughts. I mean, we played the True Stream Media video yesterday. Maybe we should play that, and then because I think that Aaron and Melissa said it about as best it can be said. So maybe what we'll do is start with that. We played that yesterday, but we should probably play it again. So let's see if we can squeeze most of that in during this broadcast or this first segment. And then there are two. We'll play a couple of more. One by Dan Dix over Press for Truth. The other by H.A. Goodman. I mentioned that the other day. So here's True Stream Media's video again from yesterday. Eerie predictions in Vegas. Key Bono. Who benefits?
We were out running errands yesterday, and everywhere we went, all anyone was talking about is how horrible modern society is these days, and Las Vegas. Las Vegas was on the TV in every waiting area that we saw, every corner that had a small TV in it that was on. It was talked about on every radio station, and even when we tried to change the channel, DJs were saying we should stop what we were doing and turn on the news to watch the coverage of Las Vegas. What we were told happened is a 64-year-old multimillionaire in real estate, for reasons no one knows that have not been explained, brought a cartoonish number of 23 guns into the Mandalay Bay Casino over the course of several days, and on Sunday night knocked out two windows on the 32nd floor. And despite being in a casino, which is a building with its own mini fusion center, in Las Vegas, which is the American equivalent of London in how many CCTV cameras it has, this man was somehow able to shoot down at a crowd of thousands of people attending a country music festival for over an hour, and no one was able to get into the room to stop him for 72 minutes. This is the same exact casino, by the way, that if the power even goes out, like it did for 40 minutes one day last year, security was able to put the entire place on full lockdown quickly within moments. And all day long, every news outlet, every channel, everything just repeated the same gory details over and over about the terror, the screaming, the running, and the blood, the blood, the blood. I must have heard that a brainwashing level number of times, which, if we're to believe that nearly 60 people died and over 500 were hurt, is really dehumanizing to any potential victims who may have been involved. Leftist outlets had sickos saying things like conservative victims like those found at country music festivals don't deserve our sympathy. And far-right blowhards were attempting to push the ISIS homegrown lone wolf terror agenda. But the more that the details began to emerge on this, and there are some really strange things that have come out in the wake of this, the more we began asking ourselves, qui bono? Who benefits? Was there anyone waiting in the wings who benefits from such a senseless event? And as sick as it seems to say that, unfortunately, we live in a country and now a globally connected society that has been run on false flag terror and the Hegelian dialectic since at the very least World War II. At least. We have people in leadership positions like Rahm Emanuel saying things like, never let a good crisis go to waste.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
So when you see a bunch of red flag details start coming out that don't make any sense, and I mean no sense at all, and you start asking yourself, could this be a false flag? Always ask qui bono, and then work backwards from there. And of all the bizarre stuff coming out of Vegas, the minutiae of which we could debate all day long, one of the most compelling answers to our question was apparently posted on 4chan on, of all days, September 11th, just a few weeks ago. This is a thread called, If Anything Happens Tomorrow, It's Mossad False Flag Level Alpha. And I'm sure every single year on September 11th, you will see a post with the same warning or a similar warning, just by default, ever since 9/11, on this website. I'm just guessing. But this year, you had some pretty interesting and specific responses that make way too much sense. I was able to carbon date this page back to its creation date, and it was apparently created 23:59:59 on September 10th, 1 second before midnight, September 11th. Somebody had a message they definitely wanted to put out there. And down here in this thread is a post from John, I'm sure that's his real name. He says, look, I feel bad for some of you on this website, so I'll let you in on a little secret. If you live in Las Vegas or Henderson, stay inside tomorrow. Don't go anywhere where there are large groups of people. Also, if you see three black vans parked next to each other, immediately leave the area. You're welcome. And people started debating what that meant. And he comes back and says, it's called the High Incident Project. They want to make the American public think that places with extremely high security, like Las Vegas, aren't safe. They're trying to create more regulations. You'll see laws proposed in the next few years to put up more metal detectors and other security devices. Media and politicians will be saying places with lots of police need even more police. I can't guarantee anything will happen tomorrow, but Las Vegas is on their minds. Then he comes back one last time and says, if their plan is successful, state of Nevada will pass a law in the future making all casinos have mandatory metal detectors and backscatter machines. Soon after, a federal law will be passed to put these machines in universities, high schools, federal buildings, you name it. OSI Systems and Chertoff are the main producers of these machines. Sometime around 2020, Chertoff and OSI will merge into a single company. After they merge, the owners will sell off all their stock and make billions in profit. Mr. Chertoff has been in contact with Sheldon Adelson. Mr. Adelson will become a huge sponsor of these machines, and he will be the first to put them in his casinos when the law passes. This is my last message for now. Don't expect me to return anytime soon. If you will recall, back when the underwear bomber happened, Chertoff, who had been Department of Homeland Security Secretary from 2005 to 2009, by then he was running the Chertoff Group, which is a private security consulting agency. And after the underwear bomber happened, he came out and was a really big proponent, publicly promoting the Rapiscan naked body scanners, the backscatter x-ray machines that they put into all of the airports. He was pushing all of that. And then it came out that one of his main clients was OSI. OSI owns Rapiscan, the maker of the machines. OSI, by the way, being run by Deepak Chopra, not Oprah's Chopra, another guy with the same name, who is considered a quote-unquote significant donor to the Democratic Party, to the point that he was able to accompany President Obama on a trip to India in 2010 to promote trade between India and the U.S. That's the level that that guy is. So you have a lot of big players involved in OSI, Rapiscan, of course, the Chertoff Group. On top of that, James Murin, the CEO of MGM International, which owns the Mandalay Bay Casino, also just so happens to be a sitting member of the Department of Homeland Security's National Infrastructure Advisory Council. And he actually sits on a group called the Critical Infrastructure Security and Resilience Research and Development Working Group, and they write reports like this one, where they talk about things that they can do to help get legislation passed and regulations to put in security technology infrastructure, such as, X-ray backscatter machines, into places, how to make that affordable for shareholders, which would be the people who own casinos who would have to buy and purchase these machines. And also, they consider things like public acceptance of such technologies. That's the kind of stuff they talk about in their meetings as a member of the Homeland Security National Infrastructure Advisory Council, just so happens to be the same guy who is the CEO of the company that owns the hotel where this happened.
So all this was predicted, and it's eerie, and what makes sense about it is the president has these people as his peers. He's got a tower over there on Vegas Strip. He's met with these people publicly and privately. He knows all these casino owners, and Sheldon Adelson in particular sponsored the Las Vegas debate in the last GOP debate cycle.
The day before the debate, Trump met with Adelson at his hotel where the debate was being held.
Met privately with most, if not all, of the candidates on stage as they basically begged for his money and backing as one of the biggest kingmakers in the Republican Party. And Trump also met with them. And that night at the debate, while we don't know exactly what they said, that night at the debate, all the candidates hopped to see who could be the biggest and boldest at talking about counter-security measures, how they would take on terrorism, whether or not they would launch new wars to defend the country, and other related matters. And Trump came out very strongly that night for an anti-terrorism administration that picks up right where George Bush left off. And you've got Sheldon Adelson quietly, you know, with his cloaked hands, glad that they took this script. So the fact that you're now seeing a possible false flag incident and new security measures starting on the Las Vegas Strip pretty much echoes what happened in the debate and the connections that are there.
What's even, I think, creepier about it is after a mass shooting in this country, you always have calls for gun control. We're seeing that, but not to the same degree we normally do. Actually, what we're seeing this time is a lot of talk in every mainstream news outlet about how vulnerable hotel security is everywhere. So here's one from the New York Times about the Las Vegas shooting underscores hotel security choices. Here's one from Fox News about how hotels take new look at security after Las Vegas, but will customers sacrifice their privacy? And it just goes on and on. And every single one of these articles, they quote the same guy. It's this guy, Jim Stover, and he says, the hospitality industry hasn't gotten its act together in terms of anti-terrorism. It's not going to be pushed. It has to be pulled. It's not going to be pushed. It has to be pulled. All over the place, they're saying this. You even had an op-ed in the Huffington Post where a lady straight up said, do U.S. hotels need metal detectors? And it shows a picture of the backscatter x-rays, the naked body scanners. And she goes through and makes this argument, and it's a terrible argument. She says things like, metal detectors and security screening are routine at the entrances to hotels in many countries, such as Egypt and Jordan. Yes, because we need to start setting our sights on making America more like the Middle East, right? But it only takes 30 seconds longer than walking through a revolving door. And we all adjusted to the security screenings at U.S. airports, although we may grumble from time to time if the lines are long and we're racing to catch a plane. But TSA security screenings have become part of the experience of flying in the U.S., so we might as well accept this too. That's what she's saying. Perhaps it's time to make it safer to stay at a hotel in the U.S. by installing metal detectors in x-ray machines in hotel lobbies. But you know, just like with the airports, it's not going to stop there. In fact, the controversy over backscatter machines went up a notch when people started questioning the health and safety of such machines, and they ended up having to take a bunch of them out of the airports. And those machines are just sitting around waiting for someone to use them. So why not get all the hotels and casinos on board to stick them right in? And what do you know? But just the very next day, they're now reporting in Bloomberg that guests at the Wynn are being scanned in a glimpse of Las Vegas's future. That is how fast this has already begun. Because, again, the guy brought a cartoonish number of guns, supposedly 23 guns, into his room. More guns than he would possibly need. It's just over the top. The whole thing is over the top. And this is going to be the solution. Less freedom. Do you want to know how blatantly, transparently obvious this agenda is? The next day, former Homeland Security official Chad Sweet, who just so happens to also be the co-founder and CEO of the Chertoff Group, went on CNBC, and not only did he say that in a free society, there are no ways to eliminate security risks.
In a free society, there's no way to eliminate this kind of risk.
So what he really means is we need to be less free if we want to be safe. We need to give up our liberty for temporary security. He was also pushing, guess what?
But there are ways, as you said, to potentially mitigate the risk. In addition to intelligence sharing, you can also do a number of steps to establish a secure perimeter using various types of screening technology.
That's right. The x-ray technologies. Already. Not even 24 hours later. So I guess the guy in the 4chan group just so happens to have had a crystal ball. That is what I call eerily prescient.
I guess some people don't remember. I remember it like it's yesterday. This is all the stuff they were building up to. They were telling us Homeland Security was going to be pre-screening passengers, every train, every plane, and eventually every car as well. They had mobile x-ray scanners deployed in the streets. They've got extremely sophisticated, potentially dangerous, very expensive equipment being rolled out everywhere, but the public was fed up with it. Hence, the Obama administration focused on the gun control side of the issue for years. Now that the administrations are back to Republican, here we go again with all these security measures, and better look closely at what's happening. Not everything is what it appears to be.
So, that's what happened. Now, whether that's a false flag of somebody posting that on September 11th as a little ha-ha gotcha game, I don't know. But the fact is, it makes way too much sense. Hey, maybe Trump will be the first one to put it in at his hotel. Why not? Because this is what they're getting ready. They're already pushing. It's been literally a day, and they are already scanning people. They're already doing this. And like the poster said, this is just going to be the beginning. Because to get us to the fully automated Minority Report level of society that we're supposed to be living in the future, there's going to have to be backscatter machines and all kinds of technology everywhere. That's the only way to get us there. But they know that they can't just institute it and put it in.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
One way they can do that is false flag terror. That is how they get people to accept more and more intrusion and encroachment on their privacy and on their person. And that is why every time one of these events happens, you have to ask, who stands to benefit? And there are some people in some very high places who stand to make an awful lot of money off of taking away a little bit more of our freedom. Meanwhile, these machines have been debunked already. There are people that have done videos all over YouTube. They can sneak all kinds of things past these machines. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in a society where I have to be x-rayed every time I want to go into the grocery store and get broccoli. Every time I leave my house, everywhere I go. That's not freedom. That's not even humane. But that's the reality they're trying to push here. Where are they going to stop once they start doing this? Where does it end?
There you go. So that's the TrueStream Media video titled Eerie Predictions in Vegas, Key Bono. And important piece of information, obviously, in the important information in the the puzzle that is the Las Vegas incident last Sunday to kick off the month of October. Again, basically kind of to summarize in a nutshell, what we see happening is just another Operation Gladio strategy of tension styled scenario, whether and I think Dan Dix and others have done a good job of pointing out the difference between hoax and false flag. And I think they get lumped together on purpose. I wouldn't be surprised if that's another campaign, astroturfing campaign, essentially, or it starts somehow that way, astroturfing, COINTELPRO, something like that, to get people arguing and off the trail, obviously off the scent. But it appears to be it's not a hoax. That's clear. It appears to be a false flag incident. But even if it wasn't, it's being used in surreptitious fashion as such. And it's interesting to me that the most logical possibility is always dismissed. The most logical conclusion, you know, if Trevor Aronson is right in his TED Talk, and he is, it's fact-based, based on several years of research. But if he's right, his TED Talk is titled, How This FBI Strategy is Actually Creating U.S.-Based Terrorists. And he opens, the first line of his 9 minutes is, the FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots than ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and radical Islamic groups combined. If that's true, why wouldn't we look there first? You know, ISIS is claiming responsibility. I want to see the FBI claim responsibility for some of these things because they are creating terror plots. So that's always a head scratcher to me, but it is being used in that sort of fashion. You heard Aaron and Melissa Dykes talking about that. And I always talk about the questions that suggestibilists make, you know, in Adam Weishaupt perfectibilist fashion. I think, as I've said before, my conjecture is the devil has but one weapon. It's the power of suggestion. And the Bible seems to indicate that. I think all of the other things people would name stem from that. You think about the garden. Did God really say? The book of Job, he says to God himself, Job only serves you because. And then to Jesus himself in the wilderness, if you really are the Son of God, as if he doesn't know. So he asks these questions with the implicit untruth. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour already, and oh my goodness, it's so strange, this situation, and it's pretty clear to anyone who's paying attention that it's obviously being used, as I said, surreptitiously to serve the Gladio-style narrative, the strategy of tension narrative. So I want to play a couple of other videos, probably in this segment, but real quick. Actually, why don't we... maybe we'll play one more brief clip, because I mentioned this yesterday and I'll mention it again since it fits with these pieces. So Remember how I mentioned yesterday that there was what some have referred to as a bizarre press conference on Wednesday? Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo had some very strange words. I'll just let him speak for himself, because that was weird. Go ahead, please.
Not to close this case until we run down everything.
Should we ask the terrorist question?
Because look at this. I mean, you look at the weapon obtaining, the different amounts of tannerite available. Do you think this was all accomplished on his own? Self-value, face value. You got to make the assumption he had to have some help at some point. And we want to ensure that that's the answer. Maybe he's a super guy. Maybe he a superhero, not a hero, a super, I won't use the word. Maybe he's, a super Yahoo that was working out all this on his own. But it'd be hard for me to believe that.
And to that, do we need to ask the...
And here's the reason why. Put one and one together, two and two together. Another residence in Reno with several firearms, okay? Electronics and everything else associated with large amounts of ammo. A place in Mesquite. We know that he had a girlfriend. Do you think this is all self-facing? Individuals are just, without talking to somebody, it was sequestered amongst themselves. I mean, come on, folks. These type of investigations have been occurring in the last few years, and we have to evaluate that. So hold on. I'm done. Okay? What I want you to do is give...
So there you go. I mean, Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who sounds like Ray Romano / Kermit the Frog, which is interesting, I think, because I think it plays into a psychological profile. And if you watch the body language analysis video of him, it's interesting, too. Speaking of there are a number of body language analyses that have been performed on folks like Sheriff Lombardo, Eric Paddock, if that really is Eric Paddock, and other folks, Brianna Hendricks, for example, the young lady, the 21-year-old girl who said, somebody said, you're all going to die. And that was downplayed. By the way, that Hispanic couple that she mentioned, have they been found and interviewed, and have we gotten to the bottom of what they meant? That was weird, wasn't it? Nah, just been dismissed. So now Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo says you have to. It's only logical. You got to make the assumption. He had to have help at some point. And we'll want to ensure that's the answer. What? It's a Jedi mind trick. From the top law enforcement official in Clark County. So I have tried to explain this, and I will do it again for you, for us. What's disturbing about those remarks is that this is the top law enforcement official in Clark County, Nevada. You would think, some people will say, yeah, but what he's saying is, no, it's a Jedi mind trick that suspends disbelief or encourages you to suspend disbelief. You got to make the assumption that in criminal investigations, you don't make assumptions. That is professional negligence on the part of the top law enforcement official in Clark County, Nevada. And again, see, people will associate that with something they shouldn't. For example, some people will interpret that erroneously, I would add, to mean something like he has a hunch that he had help. No, if you have a hunch, that's what you say. You know what? My hunch is, my gut tells me. That's what you say. You don't say you have to. You got to make the assumption, because think about it. There is a complete difference. If you say, I have a hunch, you know what? I got a hunch. My gut tells me it implies... Or what it means is, in simple terms, I don't have any hard evidence right now to prove this. But something tells me, my intuition, whatever, some of the circumstantial evidence, my gut tells me that we should look here. There's probably more here. And so you go looking. You go digging. I got a hunch. My gut tells me we should look here. And you go looking, you go investigate. Versus assumption. When you assume something, you dismiss it. How do you say that? You just take it as a given. Definition: a thing that is accepted as true or as certain to happen without proof. Do you see my point? You take it as, you accept it as something as true or as certain to happen without proof. Does that make sense? You walk away from it. You know what? We're just gonna call this something that happened. He's a super guy. He's a superhero. Well, not a hero. I'm not gonna use that word, but a super Yahoo. A super Yahoo. From this coming from the top law enforcement official in Clark County, Nevada. Does that strike anyone else as odd? I mean, at the best, that's professional negligence. Dereliction of duty. You're going to assume things in what's being called the worst mass shooting in American history. You're going to assume things that pertain to important details of the case? That's disturbing. To assume something, which by definition means to accept something as true or certain without proof, versus a hunch, which means you go and you investigate and you find out, you find facts to support whether or not that's true. It's the opposite. So hopefully that makes sense. Some people will say, well, you know, he's saying he has a hunch. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's saying the opposite. Assumption is not hunch. It's the opposite. It means you walk away from whatever your conjecture is and you just consider it an established fact, whether it is or not. You don't investigate without proof. It's his professional obligation not to assume anything. So hopefully that makes sense. As I said, some folks have noted that it was a bizarre press conference, very weird. Maybe he's a super guy. You got to make the assumption. He had to have help at some point. And we want to ensure that's the answer. Maybe he's a super guy, a superhero, not a hero. Super, I won't use that word. Maybe he's a super, you know, super Yahoo. What? And what does self-facing mean? You know, it's almost like he walked out of his secret meeting in the back room of a Masonic lodge and said, he didn't quite have he didn't have his translator working correctly after his secret lodge meeting. Because these remarks were all very strange. Do you think this is all self-facing, individual talking to somebody? It was sequestering amongst himself. What? What in the world is he saying? Put one and one, two and two together. Another resident, it's almost like, you know, he's not as Smith in the talking points as, say, a Hillary Clinton or a Donald Trump or, so, Sheriff Romano, just kidding, Sheriff Lombardo, just couldn't square it in time for the press conference in his own mind. And by the way, another one of those incidental facts, folks have been, you know, the Daily Sheeple, for example, has a post titled Stephen Paddock, Volant LLC, Roanoke, Virginia, Chantilly, Volant Associates. So forth. I think actually on the page, the title is, well, the Google search, Stephen Paddock, Volant LLC, yeah. But the actual title of the article on page is The Vegas Plot Thickens, The Connection Between the Shooter and an Intelligence Agency, which is Volant in Chantilly, which now owns one of the planes that was apparently registered to Stephen Paddock about a decade ago. And that plane, you know, it, we were kind of speculating in the chat area yesterday. By the way, my name is Chris Hinckley. I am your host. And feel free to dive into said chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discourse like that. So we were kind of kicking that around yesterday. And the FlightAware listing for said plane. And FlightAware is an interesting site, by the way. Yeah. So the 2004 Cirrus Design Corp SR-20, you can see, well, I'll just drop that in the chat area again real quick. You can see for yourself. That was dropped in there yesterday, but it's there again. So you can see back in May 25th of 2007, Stephen C. Paddock was the registered owner in Mesquite, Texas. So that, I thought that was interesting too. You know, we have Mesquite, Nevada and Mesquite, Texas, which is just another one of those fun little coincidences, kind of like 23 guns on the 32nd floor. And by the way, I think it's interesting, again, just an interesting little observation that apparently Eric's address, the number of Eric's address is 320. That's interesting, isn't it? 320. And you can't see that. There was a news outlet that posted a picture of his residence, including the back of two automobiles parked in his driveway, if that is his residence and if that is Eric Paddock. I'm not assuming anything, unlike the top law enforcement official in Clark County, Nevada at this point, because there's just too much that's too weird in all of this. I wouldn't be surprised if we at some point discover that there was no shooting that happened at the Mandalay Bay, and it was all a false flag. I mean, you listen to the police, emergency dispatch audio, you hear shots fired from different locations, gate 7, folks, you know, they're chasing. Listen to the audio if you have time with the call signs in front of you and listen to what they're saying. I mean, as late as midnight, they're getting reports of a shooter or a man with a gun running around in different areas. So it's very strange. Anyway, Sheriff Lombardo's remarks are strange. It's all strange. I really wanted to get back on track to where I was the other day talking about some of this nonsense. Brianna Hendricks, we played her remarks. Remember that? We played the full news clip that included the in-studio remarks. And some of the clips you'll see, it's interesting. She The studio side remarks get clipped out. Whoever it was that was in studio, I should find out because that'll probably get memory hold, but someone was asking her to find out, and then the reporter, the news anchor in studio, basically kind of tried to downplay Breonna Hendricks' remarks. Well, we don't want to talk about multiple shooters because, you know, we don't want to get people excited. We don't want to talk about foreknowledge because, you know.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can...
segment of the first hour of today's broadcast. I should save this for the second hour. At the top of the second hour, I'm going to talk about something that I haven't finished looking into, but I call basically kind of what it sounds like now. You know, we saw the movie Batman versus Superman, right? And that's kind of what It's kind of what the scenario in Vegas looks like to me. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. So, Superman, oh, I'm sorry, not superhero, not super guy, Super Yehu. Super Yehu versus Batman. It's kind of what it looked like happened in Vegas. So I'll talk more about that at the top of the second hour because, again, that's just another interesting little observation, a little wrinkle. And there are, you know, there are players on the periphery. I mentioned yesterday, if you understand the defense and security, I mean, it's like sharks swimming in the water that smell a drop of blood from a mile away. And they all jump on the bandwagon. I was going to mention the suggestibilists and these questions. It's what the devil does. So here are some mainstream video titles, video clips on YouTube that just happen to kind of lend themselves to what I call the Gladio effect, strategy of tension. And this is all in a YouTube playlist. I suppose I should stick the list in the chat area. So I'll do that real quick. Strategy, the Gladio effect is what I call it. Strategy of tension. What is the strategy of tension? Again, it's the scenario where you never let a perfectly good crisis go to waste, as Rahm said and Hillary echoed and others. My colleague put it so well. Anyway, I'll give you the questions and then we'll talk about Batman versus Superman. It looks like Superman lost. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. Second hour coming up right after the short break. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.